From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympic Games this week. Tufts University Korean Studies scholar Sun-Yun Lee tells VOA it benefits North Korea in two ways.
Kim Jong-nam's visit to South Korea is part of North Korea's campaign to mesmerize the South Korean public into believing that North Korea means well and to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea.
Lee also said it buys time for the North to perfect its weapons of mass destruction program. South Korean announcement came as the joint North-South Korean women's ice hockey team lost to Sweden 3-1. The coach of the joint Korean team, Canadian Sarah Murray, said they had a week to play together.
The North Korean players learned quickly. They've been great to work with. They work really hard. So we've just been reviewing our systems, and we'll keep teaching and keep getting better.
She said Sunday's performance was an improvement over the loss received at the hands of Sweden in July. Senior officials of South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party met with President Jacob Zuma as pressure builds on the 75-year-old leader to step down. Mr. Zuma, dogged by corruption allegations, was replaced as party leader in December by the deputy president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Mr. Zuma, whose second term expires next year, is expected to face a new no-confidence vote. This is VOA News. In Cape Town, South Africa, a city of 4 million, 1 million people live in settlements. Many are accused of wasting water, but Dr. Christy Carden of the University of Cape Town says poor people do not waste water at communal taps and are responsible for only a small portion of the total water consumed in the city.
Bearing in mind that we have about a quarter of the population of Cape Town lives in informal settlements. So it's a large population of people that live in areas that are not supplied on an individual basis with water. They have tap stands. And there are always pictures of, you know, running taps and broken fixtures and look at the leakage and all the rest. But the reality is that those 1 million people out of a population of four only use 4.5% of the water.
Cape Town has been struggling for several years with water shortages caused by climate change and huge population growth. City authorities say it might have to turn off most city taps in mid-April if residents do not save enough water. President Trump says a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused its power in probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and vindicates him. Meantime, one of the authors of that memo, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, where he spoke about a dossier reportedly used by the FBI to pursue parts of the investigation into any collusion between Moscow and the Russian in the Trump campaign. He also mentioned alleged meetings between the Trump campaign and a Russian lawyer at the Trump Tower in New York and others who might have been associated with that dossier.
There is a Russia investigation without a dossier. So to the extent the memo deals with the dossier and the FISA process, the dossier has nothing to do with the meeting at Trump Tower. The dossier has nothing to do with an email sent by Cambridge Analytica. The dossier really has nothing to do with George Papadopoulos' meeting in Great Britain. It also doesn't have anything to do with obstruction of justice. So there's going to be a Russia probe even without a dossier.
President Trump also contends there is nothing to investigate because his campaign team never colluded with the Russians. President Trump's call to cut aid for countries where drugs are produced or trafficked could cast a shadow over the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's South America visit from Mexico and Argentina. Mr. Tillerson heads next for the top cocaine-producing nations of Peru and Colombia. Sports news, 52nd annual Super Bowl of American-style football has been played, and guess what? The Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots, final score 41-33.
That's the latest world news from VOA.